Temperature hardly budges. Fairly breezy when the rain ends tomorrow, and that'll set us up for a nice sunny Saturday. Ooh. Right now, 8 degrees in the capital.
And our live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. His audio auto reviews are on the air with the startup, and you can read his written work at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How are you enjoying the Sonata?
Well, you know, I enjoyed it quite a bit, but with everything I've heard of, I mean, I have heard so much good about this, and you see so many of them on the road now. I'm just amazed how quickly this car has started selling that, you know, I figured it was going to be something I'm going to sit in, and it's just going to knock me, knock my socks off.
Right.
And, well, I don't know whether it's because I wore my sandals or what, but it didn't really knock my socks off. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with the car. I don't like its front end or its back end on the exterior. But other than that, I mean, that's just my personal opinion, which, you know, for what it's worth, which is probably nothing anyway. But inside, it's a very nice car. It's well equipped. I mean, mine had just about everything you could possibly get on it. Navigation system, air, it had a nice stereo, Bluetooth audio. But, you know, the Bluetooth audio did not work as well as the Bluetooth audio did in the Camry I'd had the week before.
Right.
With the Camry, I could, you know, advance and go back tracks with the steering wheel mounted controls, and I could not do that with the Hyundai, which seemed pretty weird. Other than that, I mean, it's a very nice car. 198 horsepower from a naturally aspirated four-cylinder engine. I mean, that's pretty good. You're getting into turbo territory.
Yeah, absolutely. And that one does come in a turbo, doesn't it?
It does come in a turbo. They've just introduced the Sonata 2.0T, they call it. 2.0T, right. I guess. Power of a V6 without the guilt. Well, I don't know what guilt there'd be anyway, but that's what they say. They say it has four-cylinder GDI turbocharged engine with 274 horsepower to work with.
Wow.
And they say it has a fuel economy of 9.3 city, 6.0 highway. So that's really something.
This sounds like the sedan for cool families.
Yeah, I think it is. It has lots of room inside. It's very comfortable. Again, fully appointed. The only thing really about the interior is that my legs aren't that long to start with. I mean, they barely reach the ground when I'm walking. And I found that I had trouble getting the seat in this car as low. Well, I couldn't get it as low as I wanted it to.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a big deal. It was just, it wasn't perfect.
And as far as price goes, how is it priced, you know, comparing it to the Camry, say?
Well, the entry-level Camry I had started around $25,000, so that's not really a good comparison because the Hyundai I had was about $31,000, wow. But it had a lot more stuff on it. The base Sonata starts at about $22,600, so it does undercut the Camry a little bit, you know, dollar for dollar, feature for feature.
Very good. It's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and we'll get a chance to talk about the Porsche 911 Targa 4 before 8:30 this morning. Now Live 88.5 traffic. Here's Amal Wahab.
This traffic update is for the Wedding Jewelers.
That's Arcade Fire and ready to start. It's the Live 88.5 startup, 8 degrees, and going to get some light rain today, tonight, and tomorrow, 10 today. And our Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. And you already talked about the Hyundai Sonata, which was okay. What's next?
Well, why don't we talk about the Porsche Targa 4? It's another version of the 911 and, another great car. I'm grateful for any seat time. I mean, I've said repeatedly, I'm just a slut when it comes to Porsches. I love every one of them.
This looks like your regular, you know, Porsche 911, but there's something different with the roof, isn't there?
That's right, and that's what the difference is. The Targa has what I would refer to as the world's greatest sunroof, and the whole roof is a big glass panel, wow. And of course there's a power, sort of a blind inside it. But when you press a button on the center console, the whole roof slides back so that the entire driving compartment is open to the sky. It is just great. It's like having a convertible without having to have a soft top. And then the 911, the soft top, I think really ruins the look of the car. So this is an acceptable compromise without you know, messing up what is, to me, one of the most beautiful cars in the world. Now, there's a big drawback to this roof, however, and that is that the panel has to go somewhere.
Right.
And so what it does is it slides back and it actually blocks part of the view out of the back of the car.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Yeah.
It blocks probably half of your view out of the back, the lower half.
Right.
What that means, of course, is that you can't see the cop behind you as well or anybody else behind you. So it behooves you, if you have this car with the roof open, you just have to make sure that you're far enough ahead of everybody that nobody's going to catch up with you.
Sure.
And it's not that hard to do.
Yeah, I bet. So talk on that for a little bit. What kind of horsepower and torque are we talking in this thing?
Well, this is basically your garden variety 911, so it's 345 horsepower. Now, that you know, doesn't sound a lot for a huge sports car, but again, this is just a 3.6-liter flat-six engine. So, and normally aspirated, so there's no turbos, there's no 8 in here, and 390 pound-feet of torque as well.
Wow.
So it does tend to move. It's very nice. Well, I mean, any of these cars moves. Now, it's not like the turbo I had a couple of months ago that was 500 horsepower. That thing was just silly.
Yeah.
Of course, for 2011, they're making it 530, so it'll be even sillier.
Ugh.
But, yeah. But and this one also, this one came with the manual transmission, six-speed manual, which I haven't driven for a while. Most of the Porsches I've had in the last year or so have all had the their PDK dual clutch automatic transmission, which I've really grown to love. So it was kind of neat to having the manual back, you know, the pure sports car feel.
Right.
And after my week less a day, I have to say I would get the PDK.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the manual shifts very nicely, but the clutch is very heavy. So if you're sitting at a red light, that can get a little tiring on the left foot.
Right.
And I just think the PDK, it's such a remarkable transmission. It's almost like driving a manual. And, of course, then you get the paddles right on the steering wheel, so you don't have to take your hands off the steering wheel to shift.
And what kind of price tag are we looking at here, Jim?
Well, it starts, the Targa 4 starts at $113,700, then optioned up. I mean, this thing had options like Atlas gray metallic paint.
Of course.
It was $4,200. $5,500 for the black sand beige interior. And, the aluminum look on the handbrake handle, that's $1,470.
Aluminum look?
Yes, yes. And power comfort seats with driver's memory, $2,120.
Porsche a la carte with Jim Bray, our Live 885 car crasher. Thanks, Jim.
And it's a heck of a cart.
Go to live885.com, click on the startup engine. You'll find a link there for Jim's reviews of many, many automobiles. It's the Live 885 startup. U2 is coming up in just a moment, and it is 8:30. Live news now. Here's Amal Wahab.
This news update is for...